Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour. This is the point in the week when we take apart some of the major stories, the conversations on News Talk Radio, courtesy of the work done by Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the talk radio industry, been around for 30-some years, every week, 52 weeks a year, producing stories, the charts for the week. This happens to be for the week of June 12th to the 12th. Where'd that come from, Jay? The 12th.
The 12th.
The 12th.
Can you believe, though, that...
Not the 12th of never, but the 12th of June.
I'm still writing May. When I'm still trying to write things, my fingers initially go 5 for May instead of 6, and I have to correct myself. And it's going to be July by the time I finally understand it's June.
It's June, right. Well, we're in the middle of June now. June is busting out all over. Next week, first week of summer, as is Father's Day weekend, as you're listening to this broadcast of the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and also the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner here from Good Day and Doug Steffen with the story list. First of all, I'll go through the list and then we'll pick and choose some things to talk about. On the list at number 10, the war still is gleaning a lot of attention between the Russians and the Ukrainians. And that's appropriate. Number 9, relationships with China as they continue to deteriorate. One wonders what the reason for that really is. Is it all on China? Number 8 are concerns about artificial intelligence. And number 7, it's Pride Month, and that's the focus of a lot of activism, and therefore the discussion about what it's all about, and should we be having, the whole business. At number 6, Jennifer's favorite congressman, Adam Schiff, has been saying, well, he didn't get censured, but maybe he should have been.
It's coming.
Yes. It's like the 4th of July. Let's see. Number 5 is the economy and the Fed's action this week. Immigration problems at number 4. The legislation to cut spending in our country. Number 3, the potential presidential people. Number 2, and Trump, number 1. On the people list, Anthony Blinken. Francis Suarez is 9. Blinken is 10. Schiff is 8. Greg Abbott is 7. Kevin McCarthy is 6. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. continuing to get more and more exposure and publicity. Number 5, Mike Pence and Chris Christie tied for number 4. Joe Biden is 3. The folks involved in Trump's defense are number 2, and Donald Trump himself, number 1. All right, so before we get actually to digging around in some of those things, I always save a few of my L.A. and California stories for Jennifer. Here's the story of a group of L.A. residents who say they're fed up after months of getting free food deliveries, and now apparently the free Uber Eat deliveries from McDonald's have dried up. But they got these sort of unsolicited, and that's what they're annoyed about. So this was the story that I saw in the Los Angeles Times this week. This is in Highland Park, which is a pretty good neighborhood, actually, right? They're perplexed and annoyed because of random Uber Eats deliveries. Some of them came from Starbucks, apparently.
Yep, they were getting a lot of McDonald's, a lot of Starbucks. And it's been happening for the better. I mean, this was a huge story several months ago, and they were getting McDonald's. They were getting McDonald's deliveries, and it was the same order, and there was no name, like the name didn't belong to anybody in the household. No one on the street knew what was going on. They tried to call DoorDash. DoorDash couldn't explain it. Nobody could explain it. And then it stopped. It got media attention for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then it just stopped. And they thought everything was fine, and now these orders started back up again, as you mentioned, Starbucks orders that were coming with no name, no way to track who was sending this stuff. So it's unclear whether this is like a glitch or if people are doing this and somehow it's like a weird prank. I had suggested when they were getting the McDonald's, that they should just start like a pop-up. And so, you know, undercut McDonald's a little bit and start selling hamburgers on the streets.
There you go.
Yay! All right. Well, anyway, so that's sort of the edge on all of that. Now, let's get, there's certainly plenty of gossip from L.A. this week. The story of Kevin Costner and his wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife. Apparently, he's trying to throw them out of the house. And the wife is trying, what, you know, you got to wonder sometimes, right, about whether these stories are really true or do they just get kicked around because they get people's attention. You know, everybody knows Kevin Costner.
This one seems pretty true, though. I think she spends up a lot of his money, and then she said she wouldn't leave the house. So I think she's pretty mad, because don't forget this divorce came as a result of cheating rumors on the set of Yellowstone.
Yeah.
So
who is he cheating
isn't
with?
Isn't it community property at this point?
Yeah, they've been together a long time.
It's just as much her house as it is his house.
Yeah, right. So who is he cheating with, though? Everybody watches Yellowstone. Which one? Was it somebody that was...
I don't, and I can't remember which one. Do you know, Jay, who he was cheating with, or allegedly?
I thought that one of the allegations was the actress who plays his daughter.
Yeah.
I heard that.
And then I also heard other ones that it was somebody who works on the set.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was Kelly Riley who plays his daughter. That'd be kind of gross, wouldn't it?
Do we even bring up Al Pacino and his girlfriend? They just had a baby.
Well, is it,
at least Kevin Costner and the actress who plays his daughter are a little bit closer in age.
Yeah. Well,
at the same time, who cares? Love is love, as long as it's legal.
Well, is it love? So Chelsea Handler's been all over the place talking about these... she refers to them as, and you can hear her saying this, horny old men... And she refers to Al Pacino, as you just did, ladies, and Robert De Niro, who don't stop having children.
She should look in the mirror at some of the ladies, too. It's not like they're, you know, throwing it in a bucket and, you know, having kids. These are women who obviously are looking for the security that an older man, especially a wealthy older man, brings.
Mm-hmm. Well, even look at Alec Baldwin and Ilaria, and a lot of people come for him of, why do you keep having so many kids? And he's pretty much made it known that he was okay to stop after one, but she wants to keep having kids, and he loves her, and he'll give her anything she wants.
Really? So what does that tell you? What is it that you say? She's a fake Spaniard, and she practices pronouncing cucumber.
No, she was on the Today Show, and she pretended she didn't understand. She's an American, so clearly she knows what vegetables
she's
are.
From
and
our neighborhood. I think she's from my neighborhood.
She's from Massachusetts, and she pretended to be from Spain or something, because she heard that Alec Baldwin liked Spanish women because he was in love with Selma Hayek, who I guess would constantly turn his advances down. And so she's working at this restaurant where Alec Baldwin would come in. She heard the intel that he likes Spanish women. All of a sudden, she's Spanish. She's from Spain, and she's got an accent. She was doing a cooking special on the Today Show, and she's standing there holding a cucumber, looking at it, confused, going, how you say cucumber? Like,
nobody
believes you
that.
Don't know how to say cucumber. She's something else. She's annoying.
Chelsea Handler is going after Robert De Niro, who's 79, Al Pacino is 83, Alec Baldwin is 64, and then she took a shot at Elon Musk. How old is his girlfriend? Is she 29 or something? Do I remember seeing that somewhere? Not that.
The mother of two of his children. I'm not sure if they're still together or whatnot, but she is in her, I want to say, in her 20s.
Mm-hmm. De Niro has six children. I guess he just had his seventh. Range in age from 51 to 1 month old.
Can you imagine?
Listen.
The 51-year-old's like, oh, Dad, come on.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Pacino, the fourth child with his girlfriend, who's 29. He's got a daughter, I guess, who's that age. Or maybe even, no, he's got a daughter who's 33. So what is the, I don't know. I don't want to be judgmental here, but it's the only reason I bring it up is because it's kind of interesting to just go through all this stuff, and you make up your own mind. I mean, there are plenty of very wealthy guys who have done. Didn't Rupert Murdoch, wasn't he married to that Chinese lady who was like 19 years younger than he was?
Rupert Murdoch, it gets around. He just broke up with some other, like, 60-something-year-old. He's 90.
Well, listen.
But he has lots of... You know, and then he was with Jerry Hall before that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mick Jagger's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shall we get off of this and get on to the matter at hand? Actually, what I would like to do, I always like to have you and I spend time talking about Balance 7 as much as we can, Jennifer. The idea behind it, how the formula works, because you and your dad have been closely associated with this since way before I started talking about it, and I know you do sort of an infomercial based on your experience taking it. I have taken it. I have noticed a difference. One of the things that I have said lovingly to people, don't take it if you think it's going to taste like soda pop, because it's not. But isn't it what they say is, if it tastes bad, it's got to be good for you, right?
Well, if it tastes bad, that means your pH balance is out of whack. When your pH balance is perfectly aligned, you're not going to actually notice the taste. And so you take a 1 ounce little sip, you just shoot it down, and within 3 days, Balance 7 helps start cranking up your immune system again, because we all beat ours up, right? We've got alcohol and sugar and bad food and no sleep and stress that gets your body out of whack.
You have that in your life?
Yeah.
Really?
And that means that you're not able to fight off all the stuff that's out there. So Balance 7 helps get your gut back in check, get your alkaline and acid balance back in shape, and then you'll start to notice that you don't have heartburn anymore, that you've got better feelings in your joints, you're able to move around better, you feel younger, you don't have that brain fog that happens, you sleep better at night, and if it doesn't work in 3 days, you call them, they'll give you your money back, no questions asked. So you have really nothing to lose other than to try Balance 7, especially for the summer, if you want to get out there and start enjoying your life.
Now, there's something special that comes with Balance 7. The product that we're talking about, Balance 7, is good for your inside, but they also have a product from the same company that's good for your outside, basically Balance 7 for your skin, and it's called My Smooth Skin. It goes, it comes to you if you buy a gallon of Balance 7, and it sounds like a lot, but it's not really if you take it 3 times a day. You'll go through it in a few months. And so you get this My Smooth Skin on all of the orders if you use the code name Doug, which is not difficult to remember, is it?
That was a show.
Nope, balance7.com. If you're interested, actually, you can call the number that we have that's exclusively for us, 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug when you're ordering Balance 7 and get that bottle of My Smooth Skin.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the items that are related to the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine. And that would include, on our social media, some of the news stories that you've been following this week. We ask that of those of you who care to participate in this. Social media is Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So, Jay, would you take us through some of the things, especially when it comes to the stories and what they are? Who is following what?
Oh, absolutely. Well, obviously, the Trump indictment is something that many are following. Terry Seavey, Dennis joined in saying it. That's like 100%. Dennis was even indictment, all caps, exclamation point.
Yeah.
Did something happen this week?
Mike Willard chimes in the news story. He's following most. The weaponizing of the DOJ for political gain.
That's becoming more and more obvious, let's put it that way. And from my perspective, anyway, I think that we've seen this before with other presidents. It's happened with other departments, not just the Department of Justice, but more often the tool of note is the IRS. When Tricky Dick was president, he went after all of the so-called people on the enemies list by sending the IRS after them. When Hoover was running the FBI, that was pretty much nothing but a targeted weapon for people that didn't go along with her. And it wasn't about the president. It was like J. Edgar Hoover. He was the guy. He was more powerful than any president during his time, his tenure. And he'd just go after anybody he didn't like. He'd sick the government on him. So it's not the first time. And sadly, unless they defund some of these agencies, and I think when they look into it, they ought to be. You know, everybody yells and screams about defunding the police, which was nonsense. But there are some of these agencies that have outlived their usefulness, or they have too much history that's not good. And so, yeah, the government is used against you, and you pay the bill. What a wonderful reality. All right. I see here's somebody that is had been associated with the program, worked with Jennifer for a long time, who listens to us in Palm Springs. I haven't heard from Paul Stern for a while, but I call him out because every once in a while he pops up here. And so
he's a big listener. He listens all the time.
Yep, I know he does. So anyway, what is he? Yeah, he says the same thing, sort of.
The unequal application of the law, which we have seen time and time again, where it's not only what happened, it's who did it. It's not how the law was broken, it's who broke the law.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we also have things that we haven't really talked much about the aliens this week, because I talk about them all the time.
Vegas. The illegal ones?
No.
The outer space ones? Are they legal? Yeah. I don't know.
So they've all gone to Vegas, is that right, Jay?
Apparently, yeah. Stacey's following that one. Cheryl is following that one. Cheryl actually says pretty much following what everybody else is following, but also the aliens. What is up with that thing in Vegas? And that, do you remember that meteor that came down, the meteorite that came down, I want to say, at the end of April, where a few states saw it, and there was this one family in Vegas that thought it kind of came down more in their backyard or near their backyard, and they started seeing it. Figures that were questionable, and they called 911. And authorities have said that the 911 call is not a hoax. These people were genuinely terrified. They believed they saw something. And in, I think it was body cam footage, they caught audio of police officers who were even saying, like, my heart is fluttering. Like, I'm nervous. I'm actually really nervous about this, about checking things out.
There is a lot. Who was it that we had on, or was I just talking to somebody? In my own circle of friends, I can't remember who it was. It may have been my son, in fact, that said something about how the government has been hiding this since the 50s, and in the next two or three years, we're going to be actually talking with aliens because they're among us right now. So
they're in Congress.
Think about that, folks. Yeah, they're in Congress. George Santos, hello. It's 28 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says we need more than just thoughts and prayers to combat gun violence. He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law.
The people at events in the country who shake my hand and say, I'm worried. There's been another shooting not far from where I live.
He called the gun safety legislation the most significant in 30 years. The FDA is recommending vaccine makers to make a single-strain COVID booster shot that targets a specific Omicron spinoff.
The agency said in a news release that aiming for the subvariant will be important for the fall. The monovalent shot would provide less protection against the original 2019 version of the virus, which experts don't expect to return. According to CNN, they say continuing to include the 2019 2019 version and vaccines would result in lower efficacy against new strains. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The latest from the world of News Talk Radio with our overview of what's going on, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine coming up with the story list this week. The charts for the week of June 12th to the 16th include number 10, the Ukrainian-Russian war. This doesn't apparently count as a war crime if you had fun. This is graffiti that Russian troops are putting on walls. I don't understand this at all. I mean, translation, of course. But it just feels to me like there's something about this that's not real, and yet it has been. This week's been very bloody. The war has been slow. The counteroffensive hasn't worked as well as the Ukrainians wanted it to. Americans and Ukrainian officials, the American officials are there. So it's like the Americans are really running the war. Our people are there instructing the Ukrainians on what to do. Now, a lot of people think that's not kosher. It's not good. It's not right. It shouldn't happen. I may be one of those. I don't really know anymore what to believe or which side of this to be on. I don't want the Russians. I think somebody should just shoot Putin, and that would end all of this stuff for the most part, because there's nobody there really. He doesn't have, he has more support from China or the leadership of China than he does his own people. And that got to tell you something. But it just keeps droning on.
I just think you can't trust anybody in this area. I think, unfortunately, the moral of the story. You don't want Russia to win. You don't trust Putin. But you also have to acknowledge at the same time that the, and I'm not talking about the Ukrainian people, because they're the ones who are being victimized in all of this, but the Ukrainian government is also incredibly, incredibly corrupt.
It's always been that way.
And especially in that area with the border on Russia, this area is
a cesspool. Well, we talk about that, Jennifer, as if it's unique over there. Our government is corrupt as could be.
Oh, 1,000%.
It's just
talk about that every day, all day, for sure.
All right,
and by the way,
nine.
Some of their corruption expands into Ukraine, because you have to wonder if our role in this, you know, what we're learning now about the Biden family's connection to the Ukrainian government and to that Burisma company. I mean, is there something there? This is what you have to wonder, is the ability of our president to take money from China and Ukraine and people with ties to Russia, is that softening America's approach to all of these hotspots around the world?
Well, the other thing is with regard to all of the corrupt military-industrial complex corrupts everything that it touches, including the people who are soldiers that get screwed over by us, our government, taxpayers. Money isn't going to help these people who were sent in harm's way and then forgotten. It's one of the most disgusting realities about our country. As much as we all, you know, we're patriots and yada, yada. Okay, so if you're a patriot, what are you doing to help the people who have served the country? You say you support them. What are you doing? I went to a dinner last night in support of a food program for veterans. And there were about 200 people at the dinner. And we all were asked, it was called, it's the 200 Club. And everybody there was asked to pledge $200 to help out the 200 people in Framingham who have been identified as people who need help. And most of it's about food or, you know, the psychological stuff that goes with this. But if it's that much of a problem in one town, imagine how much of a problem it is all across the country. Just think about it that way. And we're responsible for allowing people to put these men and women in harm's way, and then they screw them over. And yet, what do we hold our representatives in Congress responsible for this? Nah, you don't even ask the question. Most people don't even talk about it. It's disgusting. All right, number nine, the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, who is number 10 on the people list this week.
Do you remember Nod? What was it?
Blinken and
Nod. And Nod. Remember
yeah,
that?
Right. Winken, Blinken, and Nod.
Yeah. His team right. Went over to China this week.
Right. So he apparently talked to the foreign minister earlier this week on the phone to set up the visit. I'm trying to figure this out. The people in Washington, the diplomats, are going to Beijing, right? The Beijingese aren't coming here. Okay.
Right.
So what is supposed to be taking place? We're supposed to be helping ourselves, trying to, quote-unquote, responsibly manage U.S.-China relations and avoid miscalculations and conflict. Well, that should have started back with COVID, when you all realized that the Chinese were 100% responsible for not only the creation in the Wuhan lab, but for its being let out, if you will, where it was properly placed in places where it would have the most impact, and then it ended up biting China in the butt because they didn't, the first round, they lost 4 or 5 million people. They didn't tell anybody that. But then the second round, when they had to kind of close things down because there were 14 or 15 million people that apparently have lost their lives connected to this whole, you know, the thing that they started. And that's why there's so much unrest in China, which is not being reported by the American news media at all. The fact that there are demonstrations going on, people are being killed because of their stance, and this fellow Jing Zing Bling, whatever his name is, who's the president. People say that's pretty disrespectful the way you pronounce his name.
Are you kidding me? Xi Jinping?
Yeah, him.
Him.
Yeah. Who is obviously, I took a close look. Nobody else is going to say this.
Okay.
I took a close-up look at his face. There was a picture that I saw. So I looked at his face. This guy's an alcoholic. Not only is he addicted to
what
tobacco.
Makes you think that? Like the
look at his skin.
Yeah, what?
Look
yeah.
at his skin. Look at his face. Look at the puffery. Look at the pock marks. Not only is, I think there's a drug thing in there too, whatever it is. Drugs, alcohol, pot probably. That's where you can look at somebody's face if you have any background in this sort of thing and see this guy is somebody that, you know, you wonder who's behind him. That's always the question we ask, right? Get rid of Kim Jong-un. Well, his sister's worse than him. Ooh. Get rid of Putin. Who knows who's behind him? And then get rid of Biden. Okay, so what comes after Biden? That's something else, by the way.
Gavin
when you look
Newsom.
At the The Liz Tyler. Oh my God! Don't even know. Don't even know. No.
I'm telling you, he did an interview with Hannity this week.
No.
He is slime central.
Of course he is.
People are going to fall for it.
Number two, the presidential race laws are talking about that. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is all over the place, man. This guy's getting, he's getting traction because people are like, okay, what does this guy got to say? We know the name. He was on with Joe Rogan this week. And Rogan asked him about the conspiracy theories about his father and his uncle. And he said, yeah, I'm aware of that. And maybe the CIA could get rid of me, too. Because they were involved up to their Mickey, back to corruption and organizations that are too big and powerful for their own good. He doesn't live in fear, however. He's one of those anti-vaxxer. He's a conspiracy. I don't know if you'd call him an anti-vaxxer, but he's a conspiracy theorist. I'd put it that way. And with good reason.
I wouldn't even, you know, I just think he's a truth-telling, he's a truth-telling Democrat. You know, a lot of Republicans are interested in Robert Kennedy. I mean, he's not a conservative. He's very much into green, the green stuff. Which would that's why he loses my support. But as far as supporting freedom of speech.
I'm very interested in him, frankly, as a candidate.
A lot of people are. 20% of the Democrat Party are, and I think maybe more.
More than 20% now.
Well, just according to polling. I think more will probably jump on just to investigate him, but you're going to have the party machine working against him because
of course.
Don't want someone that's not controllable, and that's Kennedy.
That's why Joe Biden was there for the first
place. That's the same reason the party didn't want Donald Trump, because these are uncontrollable figures. You know, they like someone they can keep their thumb on.
All right, so all the focus in Miami this week when Trump was there, quietly behind the scenes, the mayor of Miami, a guy named Francis Suarez, has decided he's going to run for president.
He's a
Republican.
So he posted, I don't know if there's much room in the pool, but come on.
Well, listen, he's posted a video, and he says, quote, in this, I'm going to run for president. I'm going to run for your children and mine. Let's give them the future they deserve. He's 45 years old, and let's see, how many other, well, you got two other Floridians, obviously, Trump and DeSantis. I can't see the attraction for the attraction or the reason for traction for DeSantis. He leaves me completely
cold. Because he did such a much better job with Florida during COVID. That was when he started getting attraction. The fact when you can compare Newsom and DeSantis head to head, and you can see how.
So is Florida, that where the race?
Oh, they're like polar opposites.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to choose between those two guys.
I think at some point, if it's not this time, then it probably will be next time. Because I'm telling you, this Gavin Newsom hates Ron DeSantis. He was saying nice things about Trump in his Hannity interview. I'm really sorry this is happening. We got along great when he was president. Not so with Ron DeSantis. He wants to arrest him for kidnapping. He hates the guy. It's crazy.
And what infractions is he open to be judged on? What is he?
Honestly, I think that DeSantis and Newsom are too much alike, and I don't think Newsom likes it. They're both relatively young. They're both relatively good-looking.
And they're both full of what comes out of the back end of my cows.
Well, and they both, you know, they both are high, big state governors, and I think that DeSantis is being allowed to run for the presidency. Newsom is having to run like this shadow race because he can't step in against Joe Biden, or he knows the party will be mad at him.
All right, number eight this week on the countdown, the AI controversy. The House Financial Services Committee is calling on the members to schedule a hearing on the implications of AI and big tech. And this is a gigantic problem. This is a huge problem we do not have ourselves wrapped around, because the government is not doing its job for whatever.
I don't think we can understand how bad the problem is. I don't even think we understand the problem. We know it.
No, I don't think we do at all.
Yeah.
I don't think we understand it at all. And that's what's more troubling about all of this stuff. You know, between the aliens and this stuff, what's going to be... what's left for those of us mere mortals under the circumstances? So anyway,
welcome to Bizarro World.
Yeah, Mondo Bizarro. Here it is on the Good Day program. Our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Number seven this week is Pride Month. city in Michigan has voted to permanently ban pride flags from display on public property. There are a lot of people that, you know, next Monday when there is Juneteenth or whatever it's called, and the emancipation of blacks is celebrated, and those flags are flown. Do they get flown?
Was there, isn't there a rule? Day off in
am I?
Yeah.
No, I will be here. You'll be here.
I will.
Jay will be here. I'll be here. I got involved in a heated discussion about what the rule is for flags. The United States flag always flies on top, right?
Yes, always.
Okay, because Flag Day was last week, and that's where this all started. And so what can be flown with the state flags can be flown, right? Can you put pride flags under
the U.S. flag, yes.
Yeah, you can do that. And pride, so any of these flags, the flag for emancipation, that can be flown? I guess.
If you look at the White House, sure can.
Okay, Jennifer. All right, 48 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of June 12th to the 16th. Doug Steffen here, counting them down from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the continuing war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. At number 9, our relationship with China, the coming meeting between the two powers. Number 8, artificial intelligence. Ooh, wow. Pride Month, number 7, the Adam Schiff censure attempt. The Democrat with support from Republicans didn't get censured after all, number 6. Number 5, the economy and what the Fed's doing on interest rates. Number 4, the immigration problems, which continue ad nauseum. Number 3, spending cuts and the legislation that's trying to enable that to happen. Number 2, those who are running for president, the would-be presidential list. And number 1, Donald Trump and his arraignment.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people side of the charts, from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, Anthony Blinken, who's going to China, he's number 10 on our list. Francis Suarez, running for president, mayor of Miami, number 9. Adam Schiff, the congressman, number 8. Greg Abbott, the governor, number 7. Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, number 6. RFK Jr., the candidate, number 5. Mike Pence and Chris Christie, two more candidates, number 4 on that list. Joe Biden, number 3. Interesting, huh? Joe Biden has been bumped to number three, while people that are associated with Trump and Trump himself are in the number two and number one position. So that's the people list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. These lists appear every week at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com, so you can check them out there. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. Also, Jay Kirshner here, who is the producer, the director, the co-host. If it's going on, she's involved in it as far as the Good Day program is concerned. So as we look at the charts... No surprise, number one this week, the Trump arraignment. And Jennifer, as you can imagine, I've sort of stayed away from this in terms of having lengthy discussions about it on the air because, A, frankly, I don't care. Secondly, it is way overdone in the news media, and there's plenty of coverage of it elsewhere. How did you handle it? It was probably because you work for Salem, The Answer in Los Angeles, which is a right of center. The Answer, all those stations around the country are right of center with their approach to politics. So how did you handle it from beginning to end? Be interesting to hear the stories.
We covered it all the way through, for sure. Certainly it was... It's notable because it's the first time a president has been indicted in federal court. I actually decided to watch all of the coverage on CNN, which I thought was really interesting because they were talking about how depressed and downtrodden Trump looked when he walked in. I didn't think so. He walked in and he was, you know, putting his fist up to the crowd. He looked just determined to me and ticked off that he had to be there, which is understandable. And then on the way out, they were upset that he stopped at that Cuban cafe and looked like he was having a good time. So CNN actually, Jake Tapper said, cut this off. We're not going to show any more of President Trump. We're not showing any more of this. So it's very funny to watch the different media outlets cover this. Truly, what I think will happen is that there's one serious piece of this indictment, which is that Trump said showed a document. He didn't show it to him, but he held it in his hand, saying, "This is classified or this is top secret stuff." But I think what you're going to find is that everybody is rushing to say these are classified materials. materials, but no one's taking into account that a president can declassify stuff. So at first, they're going to have to see if these documents were ever even really classified, and it may go to the Supreme Court to determine how much power a president has to declassify documents. So I think this is going to be tied up for a long time. I think that it is obviously a weaponization of the government, but you have to treat it seriously because these people are out to get Trump. They do not want him to be in the race. They don't want him to be president again.
Well,
and they're willing to cover their own.
I think there's plenty of that, but I think there's also something where there's smoke, there's fire. I think it's interesting how, again, the gangbang kind of by the New York Times and that ilk that have been on this, and that's what makes it more distracting because you don't really know what's true and what isn't true. I think there's something to it.
I'm trying to be as honest as possible, and I tell you, I think the most serious thing is that he holds the document up at that meeting and says this is classified stuff, but everything else is on par with the stuff that Hillary Clinton was let go for when she was Secretary of State.
But you know what? It doesn't. But that's not the.
But
that's what everybody keeps saying. The Republicans. No, it's not, Jennifer.
Do you want to know why?
If two wrongs don't make a right.
No, I'm not saying
nobody caught her because they didn't do their job.
You're making my point for me. Two wrongs. Look, what is right is right. What is wrong is wrong. I 1,000% agree. But the precedent was set, and this is why people are crying. A double-tiered system of justice. Because Hillary Clinton was
So what's new
president.
About that? We all know that's been going
on.
Well,
but that's what is at
country.
The crux of this. And so why is it okay for one person to do it, but then another person it's not okay, and that
is
person's actually
degree,
the president that can declassify stuff.
The elements, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in here. And this is what makes it so puzzling, is that we are spending all this, whether it was on the, you know, go get Hillary or go get Trump. What the hell is going on when it comes to running our country? We're lost in this
swamp.
And
then
swamp.
Don't go get Biden
crap.
As soon as he took over the presidency.
On day one.
And then going after him ever since.
And then Eric Holder says if he does happen to win again, that they'll start impeachment hearings again on day one. I mean, it's ridiculous. Right. But just to go back a second to the point of how we're choosing who we go after, a big reveal this week that got no attention, literally 20 minutes compared to Trump's 300 minutes on news media coverage this week. Biden's the acknowledgement now by the FBI that they have 17 audio recordings of conversations with Hunter and Joe Biden and a foreign national in Ukraine taking a $5 million bribe for each of them.
Why does that surprise anybody? We all know these people are crooked.
But Doug, it does surprise me.
I'm not surprised at all.
Hear about it.
I think it's disgusting. The American politics has turned into a cesspool. Not that there haven't been people that are in the sewer, but it's just more and more. You either got people like that, or you've got guys like George Santos. Where are the good people, and how come they're not rising to the top?
And why isn't the FBI weeding the people?
Well, you know the answer to that.
Mm.
We've answered it with the answers in the question. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 59 Past on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.